Life is full of personal wins, whether it's cleaning your house, getting that dream car, or checking off your to-do list. Winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling home and auto. So give yourself a round of applause. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
Hey kids, it's a Nerdist podcast number 309.
Why don't you check out the Nerdist YouTube channel at youtube.com/Nerdist, where we have brand new episodes of a new series called Real World Whiterun, which is from the guy who made Cop Skyrim, and it's fucking hilarious. So that's over the Nerdist YouTube channel. And the big season finale of Neil's Puppet Dreams, the Neil Patrick Harris show, which is a ginormous musical number, which may be one of my new favorite things on the internet. And I'm not just saying that because it's on our channel. I would say that anyway. I promise. There's no way that you know that I would say that anyway. So you're just going to have to take me at my word. Because why would I lie to you? I love you. So go to Nerdist.com. No, wait. You can go to Nerdist.com. Go to YouTube.com/Nerdist. So many URLs. Yeah, I got a couple websites. Whatever. So I don't want to make a big deal out of it. Actually, I do want to make a big deal out of it. Go to YouTube.com/Nerdist and click subscribe. Now, do it, please. We'll wait. Thank you. I'd like to thank for sponsoring this episode of the Nerdist Podcast, Stamps.com. Here's a awesome thing. I'm being sarcastic. Postage rates are changing again, which means even crowdier post offices. So, crowdier? Yeah, crowdier. You know what? Let's go with it. I'm sticking with crowdier, the comparative form of crowdy. Also, you know what? If the first word isn't a real word, then it's fine that the comparative form is not a real word. Or crowdiest. But ustamps.com, you can buy and print official U.S. postage right from your desk using your own computer and your own printer. They always update the postage rates for you, so it's automatic. You don't have to even think about it. You just print out the postage the way you would, and you're never going to get charged a fee to do it. So you'll always get the exact postage you need for any letter package, the instant you need it, and you never have to go to the post office again. So right now, no risk trial, $110 bonus offer, including a digital scale and up to $55 in free postage. Go to stamps.com. Don't wait. Before you do anything else, click the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Nerdist. Stamps.com, enter the promo code Nerdist. This is a hostful episode. It's sort of. So an hour before we were supposed to record this last week, poor Jonah Ray got punched in the glands and got really, really sick. I guess it wasn't the flu, but he was down with something really bad for all week. And so I thought, we haven't done a hostful in a while, and we should do it anyway. Which hopefully didn't make him feel bad. I was so shitty. In the text, he was like, I can't move. I'm so sick. I didn't say, I hope you feel better. I just said, okay, Matt, we need to still do this anyway. Because I was in Hardwick business mode. And you know what? Hardwick business mode is a dick. But later I checked on him. He's feeling a little bit better now, but it knocked him down for like a week and a half, almost 2 weeks. So Myra and I got together, and Katie Levine was there, so we just pulled Katie on. So it's technically a hostful. Katie Levine, our mega Nerdist podcast producer of almost all the Nerdist podcasts. So it was the three of us. And then I have to apologize a little in advance. Normally I shouldn't disclaim things, but I feel like my performance on this podcast was not amazing. I'm just giving you a heads up. I'm being honest with you because I started getting sick. So Jonah was coming off the tail end of getting sick, and I was just starting to get sick. So I just had like foggy brain the whole time. You know, the truth of the matter is I probably shouldn't put this episode up because I don't feel like it's the best representation of what a hostile podcast is because of me. Katie and Myra were great, per usual, but old Hardwick here could have used a little Dayquil. But in any case, here is a hostful, and I hope you enjoy it nonetheless, after all these qualifications. And now I've set your expectations as low as they could possibly go, so there's only where to go but up. So please don't tweet me and go, there was still a little room to go down after listening to the podcast, Hardwick. Hashtag, I'm on to you. Here you go, the Nerds Podcast number 309. Semi-hostful goodness.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
The headphone jacks don't work.
Okay.
Because why would they?
Guys, I got a huge problem today.
What?
My silver money clip is too stretched out.
From all the money you're making?
from your money's big dick.
That's it.
You sure can.
Yo, I think Ben Franklin's dick's too big for my money clip.
I do have a 50.
I don't know many people that still carry 50s.
That 50?
I do once in a while, but not many people do.
I got that 50 from Kevin Pereira. Really is. Because we're paying
well, I don't need
dinner.
To know why you got it.
We got it. No, we were paying for dinner, and that's what he had. And I was like, okay. And now I haven't used it because I like it. I like the denomination.
I like
just having it.
You like taking it out, and people see that you have a $50 bill.
This might very well be the only money I have to my name, but I like having.
Do you want a couple $2 bills to go with it?
Yes.
Some of the Sacagawea coins.
And I would also like it if we could maybe mint a $1 trillion coin for me.
Oh, yeah, I don't see why we couldn't do that.
Crisis.
Why not? Just make, yeah, government, just make more money.
You can mint it in any denomination you want. It's in the Constitution.
I look forward to the comment where someone actually explains the real way that the financial system works, like we weren't fucking doing a bit.
No.
Happy New Year, Nick.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
You know, just working away.
What's happening over there in Sequestia?
Oh, just nonstop getting ready for the Golden Globes.
Oh, that's right. It's award season.
That's right. It kicked off last night.
What are you pulling? Wardrobe malfunctions, nip slips. What do you got over there?
What are you wearing? That kind of stuff.
Yep.
And we got the Globes, then the SAGs, the Grammys, and the Oscars.
Wow.
Looking forward to none of those.
There we go. And then I can never figure out why there's this long 7 or 8 month break, and then the Emmys are just kind of off on their own.
TV, man,
September.
They want to do it on their own.
Yeah,
terms.
The TV likes to do it on their own.
Yeah.
Especially
People's Choice Awards, they follow suit. But,
they actually, this year, they kind of kicked it off early. They were.
Did you get to choose for the People's Choice Awards? Because I didn't get to choose for the People's Choice Awards.
We're not the people.
We're people.
We're not the people they
Which,
want.
Well, who are the people?
I don't know.
The people that watch
the
television.
The populi.
The Vox Populi.
The nominees for favorite male performance were like the dudes from Supernatural, the guy from Arrow, and Nathan Fillion. Nathan won, but
hands down.
I mean, I'm just saying, it's like really.
Matt Myra's People's Choice Award goes to the $50 bill for best denomination.
Yeah!
There you go.
Well done.
How was your New Year's, Nick?
It was nice, very quiet. You know, just watch the ball drop and
shooting guns.
That was it. Yeah, right.
Shooting guns in the air.
That's it. And then just nice and quiet. Nothing. How was yours?
It was fine. I went to Portland.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, nice. The girlfriend and I like to go to Portland. It's a nice town.
A lot
of good food.
Maine or Oregon?
Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
Portland, Maine's a good town, too. Don't knock it. Portland, Maine's delightful.
I'm sure it is, but this time of year, I would not want to go to Portland, Maine.
I feel like they're on the same latitude.
I don't. You know what, though? Portland, Oregon's not as cold as you expect it to be. It's cold,
yeah,
but it's not. I don't think it's like mid-America North cold or New England cold. It's just cold.
Yeah,
right.
But it's not unbearably cold.
Well, it's probably something to do with the jet stream.
Could be.
Yeah.
You mean? Are you saying that Portland has a jet stream oven over it?
Yeah. Well,
do you remember the jet stream oven? That thing was fucking awesome.
No, tell us about it, Dad.
Well, first of all, the jet stream oven's only about 15 years old. Well, actually, it's probably older than that, but my mom had one, and you can make air fries in it, and it just swirls air around really fast.
There was an infomercial for it.
It cooks about as fast as a microwave, but it cooks like an oven.
The Orange Julius has always had them in the mall because they always had the air fries. They had those weird...
What's the name of the guy that does that infomercial? There's a guy, Steve, who does a bunch of infomercials. Right now he's doing the new wave oven.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what that is.
That's where the music gets cooked by the band ABC.
Oh, okay. It's a good oven.
Or Flock of Seagulls.
Yeah, you can pay a little extra for the Depeche Mode package.
I'll take Black Celebration. Yeah, it was nice. Portland's a good town. We like it. Good donuts, good food.
Voodoo
did a little
donuts.
Comedy there. Went to Voodoo.
Did you go like a little crazy with the food, or did you?
Did you put on any poundage?
No. Well, we did go a little crazy because there's so much good food in Portland.
Yeah.
Did a set at the old Helium. Mike Kaplan was headlining, and
awesome.
That was really fun. Yeah, he was fucking. He's great. Mike's Mike's so fucking funny.
What is it? MYQ, right?
MYQ, yeah. Mike Kaplan, really funny, and really just kind of enjoyed. Just enjoyed
life,
hipster life. Coffee and good time.
Artisanal thing, cheeses maybe.
Cheeses. Well, we went to Ken's Artisan Bakery, which is my favorite.
Did jam. You go to Ground Control?
Didn't go to Ground Control this time.
That's weird.
Oh, it's fun.
Love Ground Control, but did go to a Nickel Arcade. There's a Nickel Arcade.
Was the Star Trek game you texted me.
That was in the Nickel Arcade, which was on the other side of town. It was the other side of the river. Uh-huh. It's a whole arcade. You pay an admission of like $4.
Mm-hmm. In nickels?
And then they give you a bag of nickels.
What?
And then all of this, like these old-timey arcade-style games, and then a couple new arcade-style games, and they're nickels.
Wow.
Some of them are more than one nickel, but you get tickets, and it's sort of like
a machine to take.
It's like a period Chuck E. Cheese.
I love it. Do I need a child with me?
No, you don't this time.
I am... thrilled with that.
There's a machine. There's a bin you can get into where all the balls are made of bronze.
It just hurt really bad.
Guys, steampunk Chuck E. Cheese.
No.
Yes.
That's awful.
Charles E. Cheese Esquire. It's a steampunk Chuck E. Cheese. It's good to see you back here, Nick.
Yeah, it's good to have you guys back, and let's see the growth.
You like the beard?
Wow, the beard.
That's what I did over
Look
the break.
Look at you. Is that your New Year's resolution?
That was my attack. The show got canceled. Don't have to be on TV. Let me grow a beard.
Is this the first time for that?
I had one in college.
No, Matt's other beard is called Kiki. Come on, up top, everybody. Up top. Come on, what are we doing here?
I've called her my beard many times. I just figured I would do it. Why not?
Why not?
You know Scott Mosier, who sometimes I'm in here recording a podcast with, his beard is so...
Plug.
Just manly that I felt like less of a man around him. So I said, I will grow a beard, too.
Actually, and it looks good on you, and it actually... gives you a more
definition
and I think and you correct me if I'm wrong, give it a little bit more character.
Yeah, I really command a room now.
You totally have that.
Before
character.
I would have forgotten you were here.
But now,
thanks to the beard.
What?
Well, Matt, you're only a new addition. Today's the first day you've ever been on the podcast.
Thank you.
Right?
Welcome. Hey.
How long are you gonna?
Are you gonna change it to four eyes and two beards?
We were gonna four eyes and beard and beard. We were gonna go with
okay.
But we'll see. And I can also do it on my own now. I can just do the podcast by myself.
Oh, yeah. You have all the necessary.
That's the real busy. Play.
Yeah.
By the way, I think we should point out that Jonah Ray is not here.
Jonah's sick. Jonah's really sick. Like this is Jonah pretending to be sick so he doesn't have to do a podcast.
It happened the other day. We did a podcast with Chris Jericho.
Yep.
And Jonah texted that morning and said, I'm really not feeling that great. And at first I was like, nah, someone's hungover.
Yeah.
And then you said, no, he's actually kind of sick.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And then he was so sick he did not go to the Meltdown show last night, which is really serious for Jonah.
Yep. If Jonah will try to get to Meltdown whenever he can, like God willing, and he's got a commercial he's doing tomorrow, I think he's going to bing some stuff tomorrow.
Yeah. So well, we'll bing him and find
to get
out.
His voice.
Could be that flu.
the flu that's going around.
It's so bad. Bad it's this
killing
time
everyone.
Of year.
Yeah.
We were with him Monday. We didn't get it. So. Good for us?
Yet.
Are we
I'm
going to
be in like 9 airports in the next 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Bring the Purell.
Drink some vitamin C, whatever the hell it
is. Get your flu shot.
They should go in. You should go in with Purell the way that the Ghostbusters did in Ghostbusters 2 to coat the inside of the Statue of Liberty.
Take a gander next time you watch Ghostbusters 2. It looks like they're squirting tuna fish everywhere. Like the way it comes out is just...
Okay, we'll just tell you because you're not going to watch it. It looks like they're squirting...
you're not gonna
like watch. The jelly, like the jelly part, like a jelly from the ham.
Yeah,
like a canned ham.
Looks like tuna fish that was given to me as a child in school. Lowell public school system. Tuna fish.
Well, should we just end the podcast there? Because Jonah's really the
that's it.
Jonah really drives this show.
Thing, yeah.
Yeah, he really does. We got Katie on here talking about stuff. Tell Matt he's a piece of shit.
You're a piece of shit, man.
Ah, feels good. Feels good.
Your beard's a bigger piece of shit.
How's Pete Holmes's podcast going?
It's doing great.
Good.
Yeah, it's doing really well. It's getting very popular.
Yeah, that's
people
good.
Love it. Yeah.
I mean, how pop? Like, is it? It's not getting
not as popular as this one, but it's doing well.
Don't be silly.
I just.
It's very weird.
Popular. More popular than us.
Have a show I produce be more popular than my
own show?
It's impossible. What are you talking about? Like it's crazy. Silly. No. I put a cap on all the ones that.
he's doing a live show at Sundance.
I know. Yeah, that's gonna be really cool.
Really awesome.
Yeah, Tom Lennon's about to leave for Sundance. Gonna go with the Hell Baby. I had dinner with him the other night. That was fun.
Hell Baby. Gotta call Tom Lennon.
You should call Tom Lennon. We were talking about you. You should call him.
I will call Senor Arbolito. I just bowled in a in a bowling
celebrity bowling
that was not on the YouTube channel. Was actually going to be on ESPN. It's a basketball man by the name of Chris Paul.
What?
A basketball what? Man by
Chris
the
Paul?
Name of Chris
CP3?
Paul.
CP3?
Yo, yeah.
Yeah.
You've heard of him.
Yeah, I'm a huge Clippers fan.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, yeah, he's like, he's
top 10.
He's
okay,
amazing.
So it was Chris Paul, yep. And and then Terrell Owens. And
was
then,
this to kick off the wait, fact what? That you're owning a baseball bowling team?
Yes, yeah. But it was also a charity event for Chris Paul's charity. And so it was a handful of teams. The funny thing was, and so the way it worked is they would, you know, you'd get paired with a pro, mm-hmm. And I got paired with the guy who's the team captain for the Silver Lake Atom Splitters.
That just must have been not fair for anyone with the two of you.
Can I tell you something, though? Yes, first of all, I'm not going to tell you the results because it's going to air February 3rd on ESPN, and I know what you're saying. That's Super Bowl Sunday. Sure it is, but it's early in the day.
Yeah.
Super Bowl's not until 3 o'clock
yeah,
here.
Yeah, so this is at like 1 or something.
Great.
Or 1 o'clock here. I don't know.
Oh, fuck. Anyway.
Whatever.
3 o'clock.
But Tebow it. Or DVR yeah. It because
did you wait, Tebow it or TiVo it?
Tim Tebow it.
Okay.
So pray that you'll get it into your head. And so there were a bunch of teams. Everyone else, all the celebrities were all athletes except for me and Kevin Hart.
Oh wow.
So it was a really cool event.
I wish you had just shown how bad you were at sports. You're like, all of the other people were in sports except for me and a fellow named Chris Paul.
Well, I'll tell you, I did not recognize any of the other athletes, and I know that they are all probably pretty famous athletes because my mom came and she lost her mind.
Yeah.
Can you please introduce me to Chris Paul? I just want to meet T.O. I'm like, who's T.O.?
CP3 is like, he's one of the greatest basketball players out there right now.
By the way,
he's insane.
Where does the name come from?
Because Chris Paul is number 3.
Okay, there you go. Just wondering if there's like some like Chris Paul.
No, he's
Paul.
Ridiculous.
But if he's the best, why isn't he number 1? That's how the numbers
right,
work,
that's
right?
That's exactly right. He's a huge.
That's how they work in sports. Yeah, you just move up. It's like.
Babe Ruth
it's like
number.
The favorites. Yeah,
Babe Ruth
like...
was the third best hitter on the Yankees.
God damn it.
RG3.
Yes, RG3. Yeah.
Well,
the third best.
But he's Robert Griffin III. That's why that I wasn't sure if like Chris Paul is like Chris Paul III or something.
No, just. His number 3.
Listen.
And it's a good nickname. Yeah, it's a cool nickname.
No one says KG5. It's just KG.
I have to tell you though, it was an unbelievable experience bowling in a tournament the way that a professional bowling tournament works.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got a little wistful because that's what my dad did.
Yeah.
I did exactly what my dad did.
We couldn't get him out for this to be a ringer?
My dad does not.
Oh, yeah, he won't bowl again.
He doesn't bowl, nor does he enjoy flying anymore.
He'd be a great team manager for the Silver Lake, whatever the hell they are.
He really would be.
That would be fantastic. Billy Hardwick, team manager.
Guys, here's what we're going to do.
Here's Miller Lite.
You're going to go out there. It's a game of spares, and here's... and let me tell you how to eat pussy. Whoa, Dad. he does that. He'll do that.
He'll tell you how to eat pussy.
Yeah.
I don't think I heard that on the episode.
Well, it's one of the big stand-up bits that I've been doing on the road lately because when we all went to dinner after the Nashville show, he came to the Nashville show, we went to the hotel lounge that they were staying in, and he just loudly
broke it down for
and
us.
Very declaratively explained.
We were like, Dad, you're doing a Kinnison bit.
He didn't say lick the alphabet. He did not say lick the alphabet.
Well.
But it was magical.
I'm looking forward to this Super Bowl bowling situation.
Super bowling.
Oh, is that what it's called? Is that what we're calling
it? No, I don't think we're calling it. Well, we can. You and I can.
Who else was there? Do you remember?
I don't remember any of the other athletes were. I mean, I wouldn't have recognized them, but they... But
you've been involved in television around the Super Bowl, right? And how funny it is that we can't use the word Super Bowl. We have to say, like, the big game.
Why?
Because the Super Bowl is, like, copywritten and, like, they go after people.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Wait, you can't say it?
You can't, like, say it on context in intel. Like, we had a lot of trouble last year when we did a big Gadgetron for...
But why wouldn't they want you saying the name to...
So bizarre, right?
Well, you would think they would want people saying the name.
Also, the fun part was we couldn't say it, and the Super Bowl last year was on NBC, and we were an NBC...
And you still couldn't
owned
say
network,
it.
And we still couldn't say Super Bowl. Like, we had to cut it back, and legal was like, you gotta pull back the number of times you're saying... Yeah.
That's so
like,
weird.
Like kind of like Olympics. You can't really say Olympics around the Olympics.
What do you have to say then instead of Olympics?
The games? The games. Yep.
I've never noticed that. Now I'm going to start noticing that.
Now look for it, everybody. You're welcome.
Oh, so we're going to get in trouble because we've said Super Bowl.
Oh, this is free. We're not making any money off of this.
They're going to shut us down.
It's free content.
Okay, good.
It's for America.
We're doing this for...
And the UK.
A little bit of the UK. Some Australia.
No, I just looked at the map on the server of our
Canada. We got some Canada love.
A lot of English speaking. I love how like if
two
you look,
people in Vietnam.
Yes, if you look at the breakdown of like this, I guess it goes by IP address. I guess that's what Libsyn's going by.
Well, yeah, because and half of them are masked. Like you can only really
exactly
you can get an idea.
Exactly.
I mean, it's about half the numbers we know where the people are.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like a big one that just says like unknown region.
Or just like, it's just a weird dimension, or Atlantis.
It could be parts unknown, which is where the Ultimate Warrior hailed from in wrestling. They build him as from parts unknown.
I have to say,
the Ultimate Warrior.
Speaking of wrestling, the last couple wrestlers that we've had on, CM Punk and Chris Jericho, fucking awesome.
Aren't they the wrestlers we've had on?
The only two. But very cool guys. I really like professional wrestlers.
I can't wait to get Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man, in here. Tell us some stories from the old days.
$1 million stories.
$1 million man. Now he'd have to be the $1 billion man. It wouldn't work now. With inflation, he'd be the $1 billion man. He's also a little heavier.
We were, I was just in Las Vegas for CES. Oh, the Nerdist Channel won the IAW TV award.
Congratulations.
Best
I congratulated Seth via text message. Seth, our
the International Association of Web Television.
Oh, that's awesome.
Who did we beat?
Funny or Die.
Yes.
My Damn Channel.
Yes. Screw you, Grace.
Geek and Sundry.
Yeah, Felicia.
No, I feel bad. I love Felicia. I would have been.
I love Grace too.
I love Grace too. I would have been just as happy if they won too. There was another big one that I can't remember who.
Machinima?
It was not Machinima. They're not a channel. They're a net. Well, they are a channel, but they're like a network.
What did I do over the break? I broke an SG. I broke a Gibson SG. That was pretty tragic.
You mean you put a saddle on it and took it out into a
broker? I broke a mare.
You broke a suicide girl?
I would love to do that. Anyway, the neck of my Gibson SG broke at the headstock. It's apparently a pretty common place for Gibsons to break just because of the angle of the headstock, but now I got to find a place to fix it.
Westwood Music or McCabe's.
I think that's what I'm going to do. The problem with all these places is their hours are like...
Oh, your work hours.
10 to 6, Monday through Friday. I'm like, that's when the rest of us work.
Well, you just get your assistant to do it.
Oh.
This is awkward. Uh-oh. Yeah, so.
Chris, can you swing by?
It wasn't that long ago that I didn't have an assistant. I just like pretending that I can't relate. Just like Gwyneth Paltrow style. Why don't you just have your assistant's assistant do it?
Oh, my assistant's assistant.
I mean, when you have yoga, all you have to do is just... You just have to get your assistant's assistant to fly to Paris where they make the baguettes fresh and then just bring them back through the underground celebrity pneumatic tube system that connects all the continents.
Charming. It really sounds charming.
Elvis
would take a jet to go get the sandwich from a particular diner, and I believe the diner still makes the sandwich.
No, he didn't. He took a jet?
He used to take a jet with the TCB, the Taking Care of Business gang. What did he call the posse? Do you remember what he called the posse? His posse? Elvis's posse?
The Memphis Mafia?
Maybe. Yeah. Well, anyway, he would go fly out to this place in Colorado from L.A. So how long is that flight? 2.5, 3 hours?
From Memphis to L.A.?
No, it was from L.A. to
Colorado. 2 hours.
Oh, to Colorado is about 2.5 hours.
Yeah, and there was a sandwich that was made of an Italian loaf of bread, right? You cut that in half, and a jar of peanut butter, a jar of jelly, and then a pound or 2 pounds of bacon.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the sandwich.
Well, the Voodoo Donuts does have an Elvis donut that's like, it's...
The other
I want to say it's like a giant donut or an apple fritter, and it's peanut butter and chocolate, and I think some chunks of banana on it.
Yeah, that's the other sandwich he would love his cook to make.
Back in those days,
really
California, we didn't have bread avocado. Or peanut butter
anything.
Or
food.
Bacon. No food. Bacon's a fairly new
invention
in the West Coast.
In the West Coast.
The end. And that's the story. I just went to Vegas.
How was Vegas?
2 days.
I'm always curious about how Vegas is for you, because you don't do the two things that Vegas is known for.
Well, one of those
fucking
is...
Fucking and drinking.
Fucking and fighting. It's all the same. I do not drink.
Yep.
Sex is fun.
Yep.
I think. And then... but the food...
You
and
don't gamble, though.
I don't gamble either, but the food is great.
What, did you go to Gordon Ramsay Steak by any chance?
No.
You should have gone there. Too far away from the parents.
Went to Sushi Samba.
I don't know what that is.
It's good.
What is it? Who owns it? Who's the chef? Is it Morimoto?
It's sort of... No, but it's sushi with kind of a... I think a little bit of a... like a Cuban flair.
Cuban?
Oh, I get the name now.
And
Mark Cuban. It's a Mark Cuban flair.
He owns it.
Yeah. So there's...
he owns the restaurant chain.
There's one in L.A. and there's one in New York, and I think there's one in Chicago, but it's fucking great. They make these little yellowtail taquitos. Oh,
if
my
there's
God.
There's one in L.A., why bother?
No, wait. There isn't one in L.A.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Good. I'm back on board.
I'm sorry. New York, Vegas, and Chicago.
Okay.
So we went there, and then... I don't know. I don't remember where else
did
we
go to Mesa Grill, Bobby Flay's place.
No.
God damn.
No.
You're missing out on some good food.
Well, I wasn't there that long. Oh, so we won the award. We won the Best Channel Award, and that was really fun. Yeah. And then came back, turned around.
What's the award look like?
It looks like a piece of the Fortress of Solitude bursting out of the ground, but it's silver.
It looks like a piece of the Aggro Crag, which was on Guts.
Yes!
That's a thing you would win on Guts. You would win a
You'd be
glowing
a piece
of
the
Aggro Crag. Radical Rock.
Aggro Crag.
Mike O'Malley, what's he doing now?
Is Yes Deer still on?
No.
He was on Glee, wasn't he?
I don't know. Mike, if you're out there, tell us what you're doing.
I wanted to be on that show more than anything when
on
I was a
Glee?
Kid. No, on
oh,
Guts.
Guts. Guts relied heavily on bungee cords and things that I thought as a child I would break because I was too fat.
I'd be like,
can't possibly go on Guts. I'll get stuck.
Damn, fucking bungee jumping.
You don't want to bungee jump?
Nope.
Let's do it. You know, they say if you don't bungee jump by the time you're 30, you'll never do it. That's a thing I read somewhere.
Really?
Yeah. But I feel like I also read stories about like 70-year-olds bungee jumping all the time.
Skydiving?
That's probably what it is.
Well, as someone who's only 29.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The chance is still there, Chris. You got till next November to make that happen.
Forever 29.
Oh, that's where my mom lives.
I've just found out that Forever 21 has a men's section. I saw it in a mall in Las Vegas, and I don't think I could ever bring myself into going in there.
I can't either, but that's because they don't have anything big enough to do it. But, you know, it's fairly stylish clothing, I think, you know, fairly cheap.
That's I've never shopped there.
That's the, Forever 21.
I have no idea. I think I was in one once.
Where are you from?
Malls. San Francisco.
You are from San Francisco.
Yeah.
I feel like I should have known that before just now. No, I think I did know that.
I think you did. I think we talked about it.
I'm from Nashville.
You're definitely not from Nashville.
Yeah. And Chris is from Lowell, Massachusetts.
Chris from Memphis.
Wait, so when did you move to L.A.?
I've been in L.A. for like almost 3 years now.
What?
Mm-hmm. I lived in New York. But I went to school in Monterey, then I lived in New York, and then I moved here.
Did you go to school at the Monterey Bay Aquarium?
I used to work at the Monterey Bay Aquarium.
No!
I really did, yeah.
Did you get to pet the otters?
No, but when I worked there, I worked in the bookstore, the gift store or whatever, when I was in college there. And,
I know the gift shop. I have a fucking t-shirt that says Harry Otter on it, and it's an otter with the Harry Potter scar on his forehead.
I know exactly what t-shirt you're talking about. Absolutely. They were getting the river otter exhibit, and we got to see the river otters before they were like, you know, to the public. And then also one day I walk in the work and the place is closed and there's one of the penguin people just walking around. The aquarium with one of the little penguins. He's just waddling through the hallway.
Oh, I thought they were like looking for a lost
penguin. No.
They were
just like hanging out, taking it on a walk.
I enjoy Monterey.
Yeah. Oh, I was just there. I went there during the break.
Where is it?
Monterey? Yeah. It's just above Carmel. Like if you were to go up the 101, you'd go through like...
Ian Carmel?
If you go up the 1, you'd go... You'd drive past San Luis Obispo. You'd drive through Big Sur. Yeah. You'd hit Carmel, and then you'd hit Monterey.
Yeah, it's like 2 hours south of San Francisco.
Ugh. Too far.
It's beautiful, though. Went to Big Sur.
I don't...
Did you surf?
I didn't go hiking.
I get creeped out. I get creeped out driving along the coast.
Why?
I love it.
The cliffs.
There was a landslide there like a few days ago, and one of the... Like right before, a few days before I went.
Then you saw your reflection in the snow.
There's a piece of it fell off, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. A bunch of it has been falling off lately. It's weird.
That's not weird. That's fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
There's a fake island on the way up that is actually just an offshore oil rig.
Wait, what?
What are you talking about?
On the way, if you go up the coast, there's a fake island that looks like an island.
Oh, but it's an oil rig.
It's an island, but it's an offshore oil rig. Not many people know that.
Oh, that's interesting.
I just don't like the I'm weird about
like driving along a coast.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like it?
I like it.
Like high cliffs.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I go stand on the edge.
Would you what?
Oh yeah.
I would have a fucking freak out if
Dover. I want to go to the White Cliffs of Dover.
I would have a freak out watching you stand near the cliff. Please come back here. Please don't. Please come back here.
We were driving one day. There were like 20-foot waves in Big Sur, like the biggest waves I've ever seen out there. And so we stopped and we went along this cliff and just watched them, and it was crazy. They were huge. Like 20,
you're not afraid
waves.
Of falling off the side?
Yeah, but I mean, it's I know,
you
cool.
Know, you know your footing.
That's not cool.
It's fun.
I always just feel when I'm driving along and I just feel this thing in the pit of my stomach that's like, meh, like my body just wants to, like I almost want to take the car and just scrape the side of the hill with it just so that
you're sure that you're
yeah.
Like yeah, I don't know. I mean, it is kind of scary, especially when it's foggy. If it's foggy, then it's terrifying.
Fuck that shit.
Because, like, yeah, I remember right after I got my license, I was, like, 16. I was driving up in San Francisco, and I was like, oh, I just got my license. I'm going to go driving. So I went up in the hills in Mount Tam that's towards the shore. And my friend and I, we turned this corner and just hit the, like, thickest patch of fog ever where you could not see 2 feet in front of your car. And we're on cliff sides. And I somehow was able to back up. And like turn around and get back out of there. But
Furman and I had that when we were driving up to. Bye, Nick.
Bye, guys.
Hi.
Furman and I had that one. Oh yeah, the crazy bright one. Oh, that's better.
Oh.
Furman and I had that when we did Jesse Thorne's Max Fun Con a few years ago.
Oh yeah, that's up in like the hills, right?
Yeah, I think it's Arrowhead, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so we were driving up at night, and all of a sudden hit like the fog bank was so bad that. One of us, maybe Furman, got out of the car and walked in front of the car.
And you couldn't see him?
Well, no. That was just to guide because I couldn't see.
That sounds more dangerous than both of you in the car. Like putting Furman out as a lead.
Like if anything's going to hit you, it'll hit you first before it hits the car.
Yeah, exactly. Then I'll know.
Well, Furman died, so I guess I'm going to stop.
And that's when Mike
No,
fell
fog
down.
Is fog is crazy, especially in Monterey. I mean... And like where my school was, it was so foggy all the time. Like just, and like really just.
What
like,
did you go to school for?
Film and television.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But not radio or podcasts?
You know, there wasn't a podcasting concentration
yet. I wonder if that's
in a curriculum now. It probably will.
I just remember that you were working for Corolla.
Yeah.
And I think Adam said, someone said, maybe it was Adam, that someone worked for him and. But she wanted, no, maybe it wasn't Adam. I don't know. Someone introduced us and said, you know, this girl, Katie, she really wants to do more.
Yeah, it wasn't
more.
Adam. It was, I don't remember who introduced us. It was someone that I met that just like worked at E.
How's the, how was the operation over there?
What?
Adam's operation.
How is it now?
Wanted to run like a tight ship. All I remember is the first time I did Adam's podcast was like the week that he left radio.
Oh, really?
And
so
it was
like
just,
in his house or whatever?
Just in his garage.
Yeah.
In the garage. And I go back a couple years later, and it's like there's a full production facility.
Yeah, they changed it even more. They like I went over to visit, and they it's like even bigger now. It's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. They got rid of all those crazy cars.
They got rid of the cars. I was so sad.
What do you
I liked
mean
the
they
cars.
Got rid of them?
They moved them. Yeah, they moved. I mean, he just got rid of all his Lamborghinis. Oh. No, I
all his Lamborghinis. It's crazy. I mean, I knew Adam did well, but when you hear of the cars that he has, you're like...
He has like 3 Lamborghinis.
But that's crazy millionaire, like crazy millionaire. Well, like
He has one of Paul Newman's cars. He has a Datsun that Paul Newman used to race in. Yeah. I never got to see it. I always wanted to see it.
But it's Paul Newman's Datsun. It's not like it's...
Dude, it's a nice Datsun.
Mustang.
Newman's own. He also had a Ferrari, like a 60s, some kind of 60s Ferrari, and he had a DB9, which is an Aston Martin.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He has an insane amount. I mean, because he races. Like, he's up in Laguna Seca. I just saw someone that works there, and they said they were going to Laguna Seca this weekend.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I should get a fleet of cars.
Just get a whole cars, one car for each day.
You want to do that?
Nope. Not at all.
Do you want to have two?
No, I feel like I have too much car just as it is.
Maybe you get a daily driver car though. Like, I mean, maybe you get something that doesn't have 550 horsepower.
549 horsepower?
Okay, now we're talking.
Because it's very useful around Los Angeles when your car can go 0 to 60 in 3 seconds.
Yeah, because that's the only time your car moves is 3 seconds.
I have a lot of traveling coming up. So much traveling.
Where are you going?
Well, going to New York next week for something.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to be in Bloomington, Indiana.
Stand-up dates?
Doing stand-up dates. Uh-huh. 17th and the 19th, and the week after that, in January, the week after that, Tacoma.
Uh-huh.
The week after that, SF Sketchfest.
Yeah.
And then come back, and then The Talking Dead starts back up, and we start doing the BBC show.
Yeah.
It's a BBC show. Airs, I think Talking Dead, I don't know, they end and start around right the same time. Like, Talking Dead ends and then BBC starts, like, right around the same weekend, I think.
He's the face of upper-tier cable, everybody. Chris Hardwick.
And that's the way you should say it, too. I'm the face of upper-tier cable. Very proud.
Well, it's better than being the face of, like, lower-tier cable.
I guess. By the way, I did watch a couple of episodes of Storage Wars New York.
I still haven't seen it. I still haven't seen Storage Wars New York.
I want to give it a couple episodes. It was really interesting. Like, they're definitely painting very specific, like, he's this character and she's that character.
That's what makes for good procedural reality television.
But I also was very interested.
Is it in New York City?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
The other day,
by the way, why is it that New Yorkers are the only people I ever hear complain about gas? I never hear anyone else. I feel like I've heard a lot of people from New York go, you know how much gas I wasted coming out here from uptown? Like,
oh.
Well, I mean, gas, you know, eats into a big part of the fucking your budget, you know?
Yeah, but if anyone needs to complain about gas, it's people who live in Los Angeles, not people who live in New York.
That's why gas is a lot cheaper on the East Coast. Than it is, like 30 or 40 cents cheaper a gallon.
It's harder to get, though. When I lived in New York, someone's like, where's a gas station? I was like, I have no idea.
That's true. On the island of Manhattan, I cannot even tell you where a gas station would be. Because
I didn't drive.
Yeah.
I think there's one in Soho that I can remember.
There was one on, like, 23rd all the way on the East River. I remember that one.
Oh, those cars are getting gas from somewhere.
That's the only one I knew about.
Yeah, Hoboken.
Mm.
Where they don't let you pump your own gas there.
Oh, in just Jersey? Like Oregon.
Yeah, in Jersey. I remember being in a car with someone from Jersey, and they went to go get gas, and they're like, I don't know how to do it. And I had to pump the gas because I didn't know how.
We started pumping our own gas. And Oregon's interesting. I tweeted this the other day because it's funny. In Oregon, especially in Portland, you're not allowed to pump your own gas, but expected to bus your own table.
What?
So a lot of the restaurants you eat at, the hipster restaurants, you're supposed to bus your own table, which is fine. I don't give a shit about that. But then you're not allowed to pump your own gas. It's illegal.
Wait, that's weird. I ate in Portland, and I do not remember.
Almost every restaurant.
If you go to one of those restaurants, hate restaurants where you go order something, and they give you a number to bring back to your table.
I like that.
I hate that.
I'm a fan.
I want a waiter. Or you fucking make food while I'm standing.
Whoa,
there.
Hey, I'm sorry.
God.
Sir.
Damn it, Oregon.
You're going to have to leave, Oregon. I started pumping gas. I forgot, and I started pumping on gas, and this kind of creepy guy came around. He was like, hey, you're getting a lot of trouble if you do that. You know, if someone came by, you'd get fined $5,000. We'd get fined $5,000. I'm like, so you're telling me that if a police officer came up, I wouldn't be able to say, I'm sorry, I don't live here. I don't know that I'm not supposed to pump my own gas. You're really going to make me pay $5,000 for making an honest mistake? The guy got really mad.
What do you think the reasoning is for that law?
I have no idea why you're not allowed to pump why it is a criminal offense.
Well, so many people in Oregon dangle cigarettes out of their mouth at all times and are careless with matches.
Oh, yeah.
I'm assuming.
in gas stations.
The only reason I could possibly imagine.
Yeah, I know.
I think maybe the Oregon Council just got together and like what the underground council that really controls them. Like, if people realize they can control the fuel, then they can control us. We have to never let them control the fuel.
Do they have 24-hour gas stations that have people working 24? Because what if it's like 3 a.m. you're on a road trip? I'm sure
there's
gas.
A guy. Then there's a guy that's got to do it.
Just like I guess it's giving people jobs. I don't know.
No, that's fantastic.
It's strange, though.
I'm all
though.
For it, but just let me pump my own gas if I want to.
They get very mad.
You have a full-service pump and a self-service pump.
I like in Europe how you have to, if you go to the grocery store, you have to bag your own groceries.
Humble brag. I've never been to Europe.
It's faster, though.
What? You bag it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I love that. I try to do that here because I'm like, it just takes
too long. No, it's not faster.
Yes, it is.
Understand. While you're checking stuff out, they're bagging.
Sometimes there's not a bagger, though, and sometimes you have to wait for the cashier to ring you up and then bag
it. Where are you guys shopping?
Pavilions.
That's your problem. You go to a good Ralph's.
I don't like Ralph's.
Fresh Fair?
They got a little handicapped boy that'll bag it for you, usually.
Oh, my God, Matthew.
What's wrong, Chris? What's happening over there?
God damn it. Why? Why can't we have nice things?
A lot of them are probably listening to this right now.
I'm going
to
die of stress-induced diarrhea someday.
They're probably listening right now. He's grabbing some carts with that hand of his that's good.
Stop it.
Oh, God damn it.
Please don't keep doing it. Why?
They need to know who I really am.
We don't even want to know that. That's what this is what happens when Jonah's not here to keep his hand on your forehead.
That's right.
Oh. Katie, you got to step on Matt's neck a little bit and keep the real Matt from leaking through.
Leaking.
it spurts.
Little dribbles coming through.
Yeah. That's like the Hoover Dam. It's like if you see a couple of droplets, like we got to go up there and fix that.
Put some putty in there.
Yeah. We need a little put some putty in you.
You know. That's my experience at grocery stores.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I use reusable bags.
I do too.
Now you have to. Like, we went to a Target in Seattle. No plastic bags, only reusable bags.
That's the way it should be. Being in San Francisco, that's like, when I was a kid, I didn't know that the grocery store would give you bags.
I like that I forget all the time and have so many bags that I've purchased.
Oh, yeah.
And I always have them. Yes, because you bring them into the house,
and then you
put them away, and then you leave. You're like, fuck, I've got 9 bags at home.
Plus, there's also the potential, you know, I'm going to just, hey, I'm driving by a store. Let me stop in there.
What's the way you're supposed to keep them in your trunk?
I walk a lot, though. Well, actually, I walk pretty much everywhere. And so I don't ever, maybe I should just put a bag in here. I don't know.
You know, you can get little ones that you can like fold up and they get like the size of your fist and you can
like a spring loaded kind of thing?
Yeah, they're just like tiny little bags.
Does it have a spring?
It does have a spring.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
So why does San Francisco hate Los Angeles so much?
Well, I mean, look at us.
I know. Well, everyone hates Los Angeles. I mean, Los Angeles is really sort of the...
I don't know. There's always just a rivalry between pretty much North
Los Angeles
and
is really sort of the Chris Angel of the United States. Like everyone just wants to take shots at it.
Well, yeah, it's an easy place to hate. I thought when I moved here, I was like, oh, I'm going to hate it. And I actually really like it. I'm kind of surprised at how much I like it.
When did you start to like it?
Right away.
I think David Blaine's the Upper West Side. Years.
I liked it right away. Because I think I liked it because I moved here from New York. So I was just happy to be back in California.
I gotcha.
And I was like, oh, nature. I can go surfing again. Yeah. This is great.
I had no joy when I moved here.
I really don't think nature when I think Los Angeles.
Oh, I do. I go hiking out all around here. I just went to the snow. It took me an hour to get there to go up in like, we were like 8,000 feet hiking up in the snow.
Yeah, it's insane, by the way.
In the San Gabriels.
The shit that's around.
Oh, if you go to the Angeles National Forest, like, you just drive out the 2.
Yeah, yeah.
Just go out foothill.
It took us maybe an hour to get there. And we were in like all the snow and it was fun. I go on crazy hikes around here.
You go on mad hikes.
Crazy hikes.
When I drove to the podcast we did on Monday, that was the first time I'd driven my car in 2.5 weeks.
Holy shit.
Really?
Yeah. I walk to Meltdown now.
Oh, like, yeah, you do.
How do you get back?
What do you mean, walk?
You walk home?
Yeah.
Now, LA is not safe to walk home late at night.
I walk down the street. I walk by your old place. I wave.
It's just not safe. LA is not safe to
walk
late at night.
All the time. All the time. Kiki does too, and sometimes I don't like it when she's walking out by herself.
Well, she shouldn't.
Yeah, I tell her that.
Yeah, I was walking on Sunset and a homeless man tried to punch me. And it was only like 7 o'clock, yeah. And I was like, it's not even that late. Come on, it's not late enough for this to be happening yet.
That's what I would say.
You sure he wasn't homeful?
He was homeful. A homeful man.
This is a hostless podcast. We're down.
No, I, you know, it's funny. I feel safe walking all over New York and weirdly safe walking around San Francisco.
San Francisco, I don't.
I do.
If you walk around the fucking Castro.
Well, but even so, like you can, even if you're around Union Square, it's like, you know, one nice street that and then like.
Well, then there's a tenderloin right there, right next to Union Square.
Yeah.
The tenderloin, that's what I meant.
But Los Angeles, I don't ever feel safe walking at walking at night at
there's
in Los Angeles.
There's a packet they give you. When you go, when Apple sends you up to Cupertino for any reason whatsoever.
Oh, Apple Stories.
They give you a packet. And the packet is like, here's stuff to do when you're in Cupertino or going to San Francisco. And like, go to the Winchester Mystery House or, you know, whatever.
Did you go to that?
Oh, yeah. I went to
I've never been to that.
I had a great time. It was very boring.
Stairways go to walls. Yeah. Doorways open to bricks.
It's the confused spirits. But there was there's a page that says Tenderloin, and it says, do not go to the Tenderloin.
No, don't go there.
This is under no circumstances.
No,
go
it's crazy how close
yourself.
It is to the nice areas of San Francisco is weird that way, where you will seriously just walk one block and you'll be in the ghetto.
Yeah.
And it's just like people shooting up on the streets. And
I saw that.
It's
I was in the. I went to the bathroom in this diner.
Mm-hmm.
In the bathroom. And it sounded like I just went to the bathroom in the diner, but I went downstairs. The bathroom was in the basement. I went downstairs and I saw a guy without a shirt, like right as he was shooting up, and he just sort of collapsed against the wall. It was one of the grossest things I've ever seen.
Did you say, hey, buddy, I'm a dragon? Chase me.
Chase me. I'm a dragon. Yeah, I've seen crazy. Like, there was a bunch of concert halls we used to go to when I was in high school, right by the Tenderloin. And I think about how I used to like walk through there as a teenager, and I'm like, who was letting me do that?
You'll just see you literally can see people just shitting on the sidewalk.
Oh,
you'll just
yeah,
see people shitting
the
sidewalk.
All the time. Yeah.
I feel like I'm just
or the hate,
big enough to
even
not
parts
get
of the hate.
With.
Although I have a friend, my friend who lives in Venice, there was a homeless guy sleeping in his carport.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy kept shitting in the carport.
Hmm.
So my friend had to keep cleaning up, and finally he came out one morning and the guy was there and he was like, hey man, you know, I'm sorry, you can't. You can't be shitting. You can't be sleeping and shitting in my carport. And the guy got crazy and
started throwing shit.
Ran at him. No, but my friend like jumped in his car and the guy picked up like a car battery that someone was throwing away and like threw it at the car and it just like fucking battery acid and car everywhere.
Oh.
And
see, there's crazy people
and
everywhere.
That's how a homeless person died that day.
No, the guy was fine. He just left.
It's weird. New York, though, I always felt very safe.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. New York,
yeah,
you feel safe.
Yeah, because there's always people out. And
I guess.
Yeah.
You know.
It's a walk-in town.
Like, I never,
town.
Like, I think there was, like, one time I felt unsafe there. And
but
I was in Queens. I was, like, somewhere far in Queens.
There's a particular area of Los Angeles I stick to, which is between La Brea and Fairfax and above Wilshire and below Sunset.
There's
that's
just a lot
of
nice
block.
Just a lot of nice Hasidim walking around there.
Yeah, that's sort of where
it's
I
the
stick
hood.
To.
It's, it is.
That's my area.
Well played.
She can do that.
I can do it.
Yeah.
We can't.
You can do that
it's
because you're anti-Semitic. Oh, you're Jewish. Okay, good. Well, that's actually way better of a
Levine
reason.
Levine is actually not a Jewish last name. It's a common mistake.
What is it, then?
No, I'm joking. It's the most Jewish last name.
I bought it. I was on board.
We're from one of the original Israeli tribes, actually, the Levi tribe.
That's good.
So how are the other podcasts going? Is everything good?
Everything's going great. Yeah,
Indoor Kids doing okay.
Indoor Kids.
We might have to pull the plug.
Gills podcast.
We might have to pull the plug. What whose authority are you acting under?
I signed a paper. I think
oh,
I can do
shit.
So.
Like
all
I
right.
have control over this, right? Gills podcast is doing great.
Yep.
Little 10-year-old Gil.
Yep.
Phoebe's just killing it every week. They're just so funny on that show. You should listen to Phoebe, everybody.
It's good. No cross promotion is good.
Jonah's podcast is doing very well.
Well, mine's doing better, but that's okay.
Oh, shit.
I mean, he's not.
Who has more Twitter followers now? That was a big thing for a while between you guys.
I'm smoking him by 11,000 now.
Wow. Oh, you know what? Attack of the show.
Yeah.
You got the camera time.
I was on TV all the time.
Yep.
Not anymore.
Nope.
Hence my beard.
That's the beard.
Maybe on the Bing, you could be like, follow my Twitter, Bing it.
Bing my Twitter.
Bing my Twitter. And then get followers. It's not a competition. We're friends.
Are they just going to give him the Bing Twitter account, I wonder?
I hope so.
Mr. Bing.
I hope he should get it. I mean, he should get it.
I'm telling you, I think his next comedy album should be called Jonah Bing, Jonah Boom. It's never gonna happen.
Doing a Star Trek up at Sketchfest.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
What day are you doing it?
31st at the sciences thing. You're
right. California Thursday, Academy of Sciences.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, they have a fun thing on Thursday nights usually there where it's like you have to be 21.
Yeah, they turn into a fucking club.
Yeah, it's really fun.
And then people are like dancing and drinking and looking at
in
jellyfish.
In the rainforest, and there's that albino alligator.
Yeah.
Yep.
So come watch me and Kumail make fun of.
Have you been to the Exploratorium there?
Yes, I have.
My prom was there.
Gross.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Gross.
And I didn't. I just
did you have sex with the dude in the Exploratorium?
Oh, I think they closed off the tactile room because I knew what would happen in there. But I didn't even dance. I just like played with the exhibits because I had everything open. I was just like, this is awesome.
What's your prom date doing now?
He.
Not her.
I don't know. He was a year younger than me, and then he lives in like Northern California somewhere.
How you doing?
1740.
1740.
Oh, is that your guys's?
1746.
Our douche bands.
Yeah.
Our douche bands. That's why mine's black, buddy. I didn't go with the ice. I don't want anyone to.
I went with ice. Well,
I prefer people to think that my I'm so gullible as to believe holograms can do something for my wrist.
Matt,
power balance.
Yeah,
Matt and I are wearing our. We both got Nike Fuel bands.
Those are cool.
I'll tell you why I like it.
I think they're great.
I'll tell you why I like it because it's not that I care specifically what exactly the number is, whatever their weird algorithm of calories versus steps that you're.
I could figure that out and get back to me.
I don't know how accurate it actually is, but the point is. It reminds me to stay active.
Yeah, it reminds me.
And that's it. That's all it is. It's basically a string around my wrist.
Like, I have to go for a 4-mile walk later, which I will do.
Where are you going to walk?
Probably in the same area I just told you.
Just all in a big circle?
Yeah, usually I do. Yeah, I usually go up Fairfax and then down Sunset. If you want to murder me, people, I'm telling you where to do it. down Sunset and then down
Stalkers,
La Brea.
Pay attention.
It's going to be that poor guy that you made fun of from the grocery store.
Oh, I'm not making fun of any particular individual. Oh, okay. I'm just generalizations about handicapped boys.
Okay, Matt, again. You make me very uncomfortable. The internet yells.
I am sorry.
Aren't you supposed to wear those Nike Fuel bands like all the time, though?
Yeah, I wear it all the time. I don't sleep with it.
I don't sleep with mine either.
Doesn't it monitor your sleep, though?
I don't know. I'm sure.
No, you're thinking of the Jawbone one.
Oh, yeah, it monitors your sleep. Oh,
okay, because did you guys get that app ever that measured your sleep?
No.
You would like put it on your bed and it would kind of try, like based on the movement of your bed, REM sleep.
If you sleep next to someone. How does that work?
I don't know.
It doesn't work.
I apparently didn't sleep according to that app. It was just like I got like a half hour of REM sleep.
I went for a sleep study
night.
Once, which was insanely uncomfortable because they strap everything to you. You know, your heart monitor, all that stuff.
Yeah.
You got.
Do they monitor your boners?
Yeah. They strap a thing to your dick. They don't really, but they could. You know, things on your head, and then they, is there a mask? I don't remember if there's a mask or not.
You can sleep with a mask. That'd be too uncomfortable.
No, I don't think there's a mask, but they
have
you sleep.
No, some people sleep with a mask with sleep apnea.
Oh, yeah.
They sleep with the...
But if you're not used to it, it'd be weird.
I have a CPAP machine I never use, but really? I don't think I have it anymore. I'm not that huge. But it was the most uncomfortable thing because you have to sleep on your back, and I'm a stomach sleeper. So I slept on my back, and they're like, your blood oxygen level dipped to like 63%, which is very dangerous. And you stop breathing 14 times, and you know, blah, blah, blah. You have sleep apnea. Tubby.
Here's a fun anxiety thing that happens to me sometimes. I'll be asleep, and then all of a sudden, I'll feel like I can't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's that moment where your body is paralyzed.
Yep.
And I jolt awake like that,
yep.
Like just like with my heart pounding, like, yeah. I'm going to die.
That happened to
That's
me
terrifying.
A lot. In fact,
yes.
There was one particular time I remember.
Doesn't happen often, but I really
don't. Happened to me, and this was when I was really heavy. I was like close to 500 pounds. And I remember it very vividly because I was conscious of the fact that I was not breathing. Trying everything I could to move, because if I just moved a little bit, I would get air.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't, and I had actually made peace with the fact that I was probably going to die. I managed to move.
Did you die?
I might have.
Just like Mike Furman up in that Arrowhead Mountain.
Right? It got to the point, though, this was the thing that, I was so heavy that the only way I could sleep was kneeling next to my bed. I would kneel next to my bed. So I had a straight air passage and just put my head down on my bed.
Wow.
That was how I slept for like 7 months, almost a year.
Now let's all just pause for a second in place of the comment Jonah would make.
Uh-huh.
if he were here. Something mean and hurtful.
I'll edit it
in. I will talk to someone listening and say, go get that cart, handicapped boy.
Now,
it's really on the other edge of the parking lot.
So you kneel slept.
I knelt for how long? And slept for almost a year, I would think. Yeah, and it got to the point where I would put my knees would fucking kill.
Well,
yeah.
Of course,
because I had so much weight on my knees.
What about sitting and sleeping though? Would that have worked?
I don't know. I would try all sorts of different ways to sleep, but that was the one that I would find most comfortable, and I would end up putting couch cushions underneath my knees, and that's why I would kneel on the couch cushions and just lay down.
Are your knees okay from that? Oh, I feel like
my knees aren't great, but you know, they're not awful. I can still run on a treadmill.
How long can you sleep in the kneeling position?
All night. I would sleep all night like that.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, well,
it sounds so painful.
I was just fat enough to do it. Like, it was just like, you know, it was interesting. It was an interesting, and my parents would be like, they would find me like that sometimes, and we could never figure out why. Like, they try to wake me up, and I'd be like, they would find me kneeling on the floor,
Did you say I'm just spending some time with the Lord?
Yeah, I figured out later that it was just because that was the only way I could breathe all night.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. So like in your sleep, you were moving to that position.
Yeah, I would end up in that position, and then I would just start like, fuck it, this is how I sleep now.
That sucks.
Yeah, it was a good time.
I'm glad that doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah, me too. It's nice now.
If you're with a lady, that'd be really weird.
It would be really weird.
Be like, thanks for all that sex.
Gotta go.
Let's kneel cuddle. Ride my back.
Cuddle after sex, Chris? That's weird.
What? I just thought that you said something.
Chris, did you know that I have nightmares sometimes that I'm recording a podcast and forget to press record? Like, I've had recurring nightmares of that. No joke.
Chris will do that to you.
That's not surprising.
No, I'm just saying, like, that's like, I've honestly had nightmares about it. Where I'm just like, oh, and then I'll wake up and I'll be like, oh, I'm dreaming. And I'll go back to sleep.
And then and then everything's okay.
Yeah, everything's great.
That's your naked at school dream.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's your naked at school dream? Naked at school. You're boring.
I think I've talked about this before. I'm hosting SNL. The show's about to start. I don't remember anything about what's been rehearsed. I don't think there were any rehearsals.
Oh.
I don't know what the sketches are. I don't know what I'm talking about in the monologue. And the show's about
to start. That's terrifying.
And in my head, and then sometimes we're halfway through the show, and it's not that it's not going terribly. It's just not going great.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just that moment of, I don't know how this happened. How did I let this happen?
Next time you have that dream, remember, you'll never be worse than Wayne Gretzky.
I thought you were going to say, the next time you have that, you just remember that you'll never get to host SNL.
That mean? Jonah would say that if
I was
going to
say,
that
that's
dream.
What Jonah would have said.
He would say that to you. He wouldn't say that to me.
Right. No, because he knows where his bread's buttered.
I know. Now he gets paid for not even showing up for podcasts anymore.
Fucker.
Just gets the flu.
He gets paid for having the flu?
He gets paid. He gets flu payment.
Fuck.
I know.
Flu payment. My parents both got the flu at the same time.
That's so romantic.
It is adorable.
They can be sick together.
They are. They're sick together. I think they're better now. I don't know.
I hope I don't get the flu traveling.
No. Well, not just in general. There's something going around here.
Where?
Around LA. I mean, I know a bunch of people have gotten sick.
I always feel like there's always something going around. When someone's sick, everyone always goes, oh, there's a thing going around.
That's
what?
Just conversation.
Just sickness? Always?
Contagion.
Because not everyone is always healthy at the same time? Yes, that is going around. Always.
Yeah, I don't really buy into that whole something. I'm rarely crazy sick. I'm often
knock on wood.
Because what I do if I start to feel myself get sick, I will not go. I will not do anything. I'll be like, and then I'll usually fend it off by just having a day of rest. That's my advice.
I would like to do that too, but I travel a lot.
Well, you know, just buy a first class and.
Get one of those pods?
Get a pod.
Those are cool.
I don't have Seacrest money.
Only travel on pods.
If you have Seacrest money, though, you just get a private jet.
Yeah, or buy an airline. You could do that.
Buy an airline.
I really feel like private jet's probably the way to go.
I think they should buy an airline. You know what's going to happen? I think someone like Seacrest or E should buy an airline to start employing all of the reality stars
that
when they're useless.
I just, you know, it's funny. As I said the thing about not getting sick. I was really, really sick on Christmas. And it was the first Christmas I didn't see another human being the entire day.
Really?
Yeah, because Kiki was back in D.C. or in Arlington. And I was home.
You were in Lowell?
I was home here.
Oh, here?
I was in L.A. I didn't see a human being.
That sounds like a great Christmas.
It kind of was magical. It was kind of nice to not see anybody. And I watched, I had 9 episodes of American Greed recorded onto my DVR, and I watched them all. I can tell you about every Ponzi scheme. It's a great show. It's on CNBC.
I'll tell you what I consumed over the holidays, which I, for a long time, had been wanting to read. And then finally, I was like, oh, my God. It's always fun when you have that moment where you go, oh, the thing that I've been wanting to do, that's what I got to do. But I finally read Lock and Key.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which is great.
I hear it's really scary.
Well, it's, I mean, it's not, like, horrifying.
Yeah.
But it's just fucking cool.
Yeah.
Did you see Django?
No. Oh,
so good.
I really liked it. I really, really liked it.
Christoph Waltz got nominated.
Very violent. He should have. He should get nominated.
Did.
Yeah, I know.
But Leonardo DiCaprio didn't.
Listen, Christoph Waltz.
I thought Leonardo DiCaprio was phenomenal.
Should win, like, the eternal Oscar for that performance. It's, like, my favorite character in any movie ever.
Whoa.
So good. Leonardo DiCaprio, though, I thought was, like, unbelievably good.
He was very, very good, but I still think Christoph Waltz did a better job of
Oh, he was nominated. Best awesome. Supporting.
The noms came in?
Yeah, yeah.
Who got nommed?
Oh, you didn't get your call?
Who got nommed?
You didn't get your 5 a.m. wake-up call?
I honestly don't remember anything else.
I was nominated.
I think Django was best movie. Silver Linings Playbook got nominated for a bunch of stuff.
Here, let's irritate the internet. We're going to do an Academy Awards pre-show while we eat hipster, like, television show themed food or movie themed food,
mm-hmm.
and we'll call it
like really crunchy food.
We'll call it Om Nom Noms.
Oh God!
Like, you just watch the internet get fucking mad.
Best performance by a cat.
You just sounded like T.J. Miller for a second. Best performance by a cat.
It's a cat.
Cat.
That goes into Pete. That turns into Pete
Holmes.
That's
Pete doing
it's a cat.
TJ.
Pete doing TJ.
TJ.
You have to put your hands up then because he always says Denver.
So this is sort of a bummer. Someone pointed this to me on Twitter because people always point me in directions where someone says something negative about me. But there's a thread on Reddit, which is something like, you know, have you ever created anything that, you know, spread like wildfire around the internet? And a guy posted that said, I'm the one that took the picture and put Gersbaum's My Favorite Burks on it. And someone else said, oh, have you seen the Hard, you know, did you like the Hard and Firm video about Gersbaum's? And he said, no, I didn't. And I was like,
we love that guy so much.
I know. It's such a bummer. It's such a bummer. He didn't like the Gersbaum's video. I was as bummed as when I asked R.L. Stein, when I asked R.L. to be in the video. And his response was like, oh, it's not the Gersbaum's meme, is it? Because I hate that meme. I'm like, oh, no. But then he's such a sweet guy. He ended up doing it just as long as at the end he could say that he didn't approve.
I think he'd be fun to have on the podcast.
He's definitely going to be on the podcast.
Good.
We had such a nice back and forth and kind of got to know each other a little bit in the process of going back and forth about that video.
Mm-hmm.
He is a lovely, lovely man.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He seems like
Bob,
he would be.
Great guy.
Bob
Stein.
You're not calling him R?
No.
Now, is that a pseudonym?
R.L. Stein?
Is that a pen name, R.L. Stein? Because it's the fucking letters everyone picks in Wheel of Fortune. R-L-S-T-N-E. Those are letters everyone picks in
Wheel
of Fortune.
Well, they're very common.
It made me think that maybe that's a
that's really interesting. Oh, you just melted my brain a little bit. He is the go-to default.
Yeah, he's the default
Wheel
letters.
Of Fortune selection.
Yeah, like now those are the letters they now give you in that round. You no longer pick.
R.L. Stein, Pat.
Yeah, you no longer pick on your own.
Huh.
This is something to think about as we go away.
All right, internet, fucking get on it.
Invade. I'm sorry I'm so mellow today, you guys. I don't have the typical energy
mind.
That I normally have.
Bring it up. Don't worry.
I'm a little tired. I don't know if this happened to you guys. I went, I got so excited because
we never had a channel win best channel on.
We went to Portland for a week, and I didn't really have to do that much. And I thought, this is going to be great. I'm going to come out of this so rested. And I came home more tired than when I left.
Oh, you'd gotten into a zone. That was it.
Because the momentum of my schedule keeps me energetic. And when I slow down, it's like
It all
hitting the
down.
Brakes yeah. on a car where you're not wearing your seatbelt.
Yeah, it's like all the booze is gone.
And
like, what do I do now?
But I've had a real tough time just getting my energy back, or something's horribly wrong with me. Could if be, I could just be a hypochondriac for a second.
A little bit of both.
Oh, I don't want to both. Aww. I just want to feel good again.
How's the house coming along? You got are they breaking stuff apart yet?
I think they're about to.
Nice.
They're about to start breaking
stuff apart. You gonna have your mom there watching most of the time?
She'll probably swing by.
Let me tell you, because I read Penny Marshall's book.
Yep.
And she says in there, she's like, listen, if you're going to get work done on your house, have someone there all the time to watch. Because her and Carl Reiner, when they got their house redone, there was like, they went way over budget. It went there. There was always like tile went missing, things like that. You know, it always delayed the project.
Yep.
There should always be someone there.
Absolutely. Because these are the worst problems that anyone could have.
Well, I feel like it's still a pretty bad problem if you got like if they try to like bilk you for another $50,000.
Nah, they won't. The company that's doing it is the guy who's in charge, the guy who owns the company. Mm-hmm. My mother is like his daughter's godmother. As a matter of fact, his daughter, who I think is maybe 4 or 5, has taken so much pressure off me because I don't have kids. She's become like my mom's granddaughter, which is great. Everyone wins.
Yeah.
But really, does your mom win?
Yes.
But she gets a little kid to dote my on, to mom. Buy presents for.
When are you going to have kids? Let's do it.
All right, Sharon.
Me and you.
Oh.
We'll adopt one.
No.
Let's adopt one of these little handicapped kids that get down at the grocery store.
I'll get your beard
doing
pregnant.
The carts.
That beard that you're growing. Listen, I am impressed by the thickness of the beard already. It's a good beard.
Thank you. How old is it? 21st of December, I started growing it.
Are you going to do the thing where you shave your head but have the beard?
No, God, no.
Okay. Okay.
I'm going to get nice haircuts.
Yep.
From my haircut place.
Okay.
Baxter and Finley over on La Cienega. Swing by. They do a great haircut.
Get 10% off with your virtual virals. No, you're not getting 10% off anything.
What? I'm not Todd Glass. I can't somehow work those deals.
That's yeah, I don't Todd know how does. He does that.
The guys at Subaru gave my mom a Subaru.
I don't know. He's
it was
magical
a Kia
that
Soul.
Way.
Was that what it was?
Yeah.
It was a Kia Soul. Yeah. No, Todd's like old school. Like, Todd's like, just like, hey, you do this, I'll do this. We'll make a deal.
You scratch my back, I'll tell a joke.
Billy's hair plugs. The second I can afford hair plugs, I am going to have a gorgeous head of hair.
But then they're going to cut the back of your head.
They got to do what they got to do. Whatever gets the front of my head looking great.
I had a friend do it, and he said that they, and it took like a month before he got the feeling in the back of his head back, but they basically like, he said
that?
They cut into the skin and just slice out a piece like lengthwise, like horizontally.
Yeah, graft it.
And then they just, I don't know what they do from there. They just pull out a bunch of hairs and then just like plant them back
so
in.
That sounds so painful.
Oh, it looks incredibly painful. Like,
oh.
Like
wow.
Tobias in Arrested Development when he gets it, it's not far off from what it's actually like. Like
oh,
when
man.
You get hair plugs.
But
yeah,
so natural.
It looks great. It looks great when it's done. I remember Dennis Miller used to always, whenever he was doing the Dennis Miller show back when he was relevant, he would always like pull his hair back and like to the camera, he'd be like, telling you, as soon as I can do it, here and here, hair plugs.
Did he do it?
Yeah. I mean, he must have. His hairline has not receded at all.
I haven't seen him in a long time.
Any more than that. I saw him pop up on an episode of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives the other day.
A fun show.
Yeah, they were talking about this place
was it a diner?
Santa Barbara. It might have been a drive-in or a dive. I'm not sure. But, yeah, looked like good sandwiches. I was going to go, and then I didn't. My goal on Saturday is to get full just from cupcakes.
What?
Is
where
that
are
your
you
going to
get cupcakes from?
Sprinkles.
Oh. And those are the best cupcakes?
Yeah. Believe me. I tried.
Need to let Chloe Dykstra make you a cupcake.
If she can make me, by the way, for the record, vanilla only, please.
You don't like chocolate?
Fuck chocolate.
I like spice or carrot or red velvet.
Okay. I like chocolate people, Chris.
Oh, okay. I think Chloe makes the fucking best cupcakes I've ever had in my life. She made... For Christmas, I don't even know how the fuck she did this, but we were traveling, and then the 4 days before the holidays, she didn't sleep. She made like 500 cupcakes for each one of her friends, got a specific set of four cupcakes with ingredients that were relevant to them in some way and named in a way that was that reflected something about them.
Wow.
And they were unfucking believable.
She is like a really good friend to all her friends. I would never do that for anybody.
I wouldn't either.
No, I don't have time.
I'd be like, you know, you can buy those, right?
Here's $5.
Guess I didn't make
fun.
Cut this year.
Chloe, please, let's do it the Western way. You pay people to do things, darling. You don't get your own hands flowery.
Wow.
But those fucking cupcakes were unbelievable. They were so good.
I would love, vanilla. She can make some vanilla cupcakes.
With what kind of frosting? Vanilla frosting?
Vanilla buttercream.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay. Then we stayed at the Wynn.
Yeah, in Vegas.
And
Steve Wynn.
We ordered. Oh my God, Steve Wynn, whose voice is in every taxi cab.
I'm sure.
Taxi cab. Yeah. So there are videos in all the cabs, and it's Steve Wynn, and he sounds like Vegas. It's so perfect. He's Vegas. He's like, well, I gotta tell you, you guys out having a good time tonight? You got to come on by. Well, what do you guys like? I tell you what, Tryst is a great club in the Wynn. You come by, it's all night long. People are partying. They're having just a perfect amount of time. They're having an amazing time. Hey, guys, you like pussy? We got a pussy-themed restaurant. Like, it's all that kind of like, hey, what do you like when you're out with your friends? Well, we got that. We also opened the Sinatra restaurant. Sinatra's family, very, very, very close friends of mine over the years. Got the actual Oscar that he won from whatever movie it was that he
was asking. No, I imagine he says that too.
No, his voice is just like, it's that sleepy kind of, yeah, what do you like to, have fun over there? We're going to have that for you.
Joe, that lawsuit with him and Joe Francis cracked me up.
What?
Joe Francis had to pay him $20 million.
Why?
Because Joe Francis said that he was bullied by some thugs of Wynn's or something to that effect. And like Quincy Jones was a witness. If you get a chance, anyone who's listening to this, just go read about that trial. It's very funny.
Okay. Well, he is the voice of Vegas, and it's hypnotic. And we ordered at the Wynn room service an apple tart with a side of ice cream.
Yep.
And it had the most amazing crust I've ever had in my life. I don't know how they did it. It was like, it was just lightly crisp on the outside and then really doughy just under that layer and so fucking good. It was the best crust I've ever had in my life.
Mm.
Did you eat like just the crust? The crust is my favorite part of a pie.
I agree with you.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like it. They leave it and then
your
I eat it.
Is sound.
I eat the rest of it.
Your theory is sound. But let's get on this vanilla cupcake situation.
Okay. Make you vanilla cupcakes.
I'll walk by and go pick it up on one of my walks.
You don't want to walk to where she lives. It's far.
How far? Mile distance. Give me miles.
I don't know. It's several miles.
That's fine. I do 12 to 15 a day. So.
Whoa.
Really?
Yeah.
How have you not hit your goal then? You must hit the shit out of your goal every day.
I do. I try to hit it every day. Yeah.
What's your goal?
4,000.
Oh, I'm 3.
Yeah, you're a pussy.
What?
Kiki's at 5,000.
She's a trainer.
So what? She's telling people what to do.
She doesn't do it with him.
I guess she does. I don't know. She was training me. She was training me yesterday, and I was like, I think we're doing this wrong.
Was she training you not to sleep on your knees?
No, it was at the gym, and it just was like, she's like, are you counting? I was like, no. She's like, well, you have to count. I was like, isn't that what you're doing?
Do you treat her like an employee when she's training?
No.
Okay.
I can't. Why would I do that?
I don't know if you're just like, you fucking pay attention to what I'm supposed to be doing. You're my trainer.
I did say, you're supposed to.
Are you supposed to be counting
for me?
Let's
be honest. You're supposed to pay attention to this. Okay. So.
What's your goal?
What do you mean?
Well, what's your ultimate goal?
Daniel Craig in Casino Royale. Have you seen when he takes off his shirt?
Yeah.
I definitely saw
That's
that.
Not going to be me. But, you know. There's a guy, if you look in the background, about five guys over. That guy.
Holy Toledo, look at the abs on that Englishman.
there's a guy, if you watch, they did it with him in three of the Roger Moore movies. There's the same guy something crazy happens. Like he drives in Moonraker. Remember when he drives the gondola up onto the street?
Yes.
There's the same guy in three of the movies that drinks and looks at the bottle and does a double take. Same guy.
Really?
Like he's on the beach in The Spy Who Loved Me when the lotus comes up out of the
That's
water.
That's very funny. He must be like a broccoli cousin or something.
No, he was like a director or something. Like he was a friend of the director and also a director himself and brought him in.
Oh shit, guys, we're at 72 minutes.
Way to go. Enjoy the podcast, guys.
Go us.
I think I just bored our audience. You guys had good energy.
No, it was fine.
I'm just tired.
They're going to love it.
It's been a long, you know, I felt really bad. The night of the IAWTV awards, I was talking to this guy after the show, and he goes, "Hey, I don't know if you want to know this or not, but some of the people here said that when you talk to them, it's like you're just looking right through them." I just thought maybe you should be aware of that. Like I wasn't paying attention, and I was like, but I've been working for 14 hours straight. because we got up that morning, we did a podcast that morning.
Yeah.
Went to the airport, flew to Vegas, landed, went straight from the airport to do a keynote at the New Media Expo, went straight from there to the IWTV Awards, and still hadn't eaten anything. And so,
you're exhausted.
I feel bad because I don't want anyone to think that I'm not interested in what they have to say. And it's not the case, but there are some days where by the end of the day, it just, my brain does feel like the jelly that they pack ham in.
I got a tweet from Jay Soderberg. Do you know Jay? He's the producer on all the bunch of the ESPN podcasts, like Fantasy Focus.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever. He said that he's Team Matt.
Whoa.
And you know what, Jay? I'm Team Pod Vader. That's what they call him, Pod Vader.
Well, you like sports.
I do like sports.
So that makes sense. We talk about
I enjoy
sports.
Fantasy Focus quite a bit, particularly when it's baseball season.
Well, I like sports too, and
no, you don't.
That's why I'm
remember earlier
friends
when
with
we
Craig Paul
talked
now.
About Craig
can
Paul.
Tell, can
Craig
you tell, Paul. Can you tell Chris Paul I said hi?
Craig Biggio.
You make me so happy.
He's a really great guy, by the way, Chris Paul.
Yeah, I can't
so,
wait for him to
oh,
do
I'm
the
a
podcast.
Huge, I'm a huge Clippers fan. Like, and they're killing it this season. So
and can
excited.
I tell you something about these athletes? They're really good bowlers.
I really thought you were
really?
Gonna say huge dongs.
No. Well, I'm sure they have huge dongs, but they are really good bowlers.
You know why? Lifting a 12-pound ball and throwing it, pretty easy for them, I think.
Well, it's not 12. The balls are probably 14 to 16, depending on what kind of ball they have. But it's still a specific muscle group, and there's still a certain set, a type of accuracy
here's,
that you have to have
what
with bowling.
I think. If someone out there, if you're listening and you make bowling balls, or you know someone who makes bowling balls, if someone out there could make me a 10-pound bowling ball and drill it for my fat fucking fingers, I promise you, the next All-Star Celebrity Bowling I'm on, I will get over 130.
I bowl with a 9-pound. That's what I use.
That's all right.
Promise I just made.
You're going to bowl over a 130.
I would bowl over a 130 if there was a 10-pound ball drilled to my fucking fingers.
That's easy. We can make that happen for you.
Well, I'm talking out now to the internet. I want them to make it happen.
How are they going to measure your fucking hand?
I don't know. Internet, they're fat. Go with, it's called Venice.
No, uh-huh. It goes Venice, Westchester.
Nope. You made up that place again. So it's Venice, Marina del Rey.
Westchester is the city that the airport is in.
Yeah, it's in Los Angeles. It's called Los Angeles International Airport. Chris, come on. Come on, Chris.
All right.
Come on, buddy.
Just because Bobby Flay doesn't have a restaurant in Westchester, you don't know about it.
Matt only knows about cities.
He only knows
where Bobby
those
Flay
places.
Has
if Gordon Ramsay.
If it's been on the Food Channel.
Oh,
Gordon Ramsay looks like he may have had some hair work done.
He has, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty,
I can see that.
I think that's pretty known. I thought it was a thing that was known.
Well,
I read something about it. I don't fault any human being out there who wants to get hair plugs. Congratulations for being able
they
to
they just need
it.
A nicer name than hair plugs.
Listen, if you can afford it, go for it. It's no different than like
hair relocation.
Eyebrow peeling? What do they do? Waxing? Eyebrow waxing?
Right.
I'm talking to a guy who got his back waxed and he's like, I don't know about hair plugs. Hair plugs are great, Chris. Let's get on board. Let's get on board the hair plug train. Let's do a show about hair plugs on the YouTube channel.
I had a comedian moment the other day where it's where you blurt something out without thinking, and then you realize that the people around you are not comedians.
Mm, every day of my life.
But there was we were somewhere, and there was Brazilian food, and someone said, "Oh, what makes Brazilian chicken Brazilian chicken?" I said, "Their assholes are waxed." I couldn't stop myself.
I liked it.
I think it's great.
I think you should use it on stage.
Also technically true.
If, do you wax a Brazilian wax? Chicken's
well,
asshole?
You have to pluck it.
Okay. All right.
I don't. Maybe you don't wax it,
that's
I guess.
That's more thorough, I would assume.
Still
right?
Hairless.
Yeah.
Let's get my face waxed.
Oh, my God.
It hurts so bad.
One of the things I wanted to do, I was pitching ideas for the BBC show. I was like, I want Jonathan Frakes to come on and shave my beard into the Riker beard.
Oh, that's a great idea.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, listen, deaf ears over there. Yeah.
I'll crack the whip. This has been a long hostful.
It's been a great hostful.
Well, you
really
guys were great.
The best one we've ever had.
I really feel
like the formula is finally correct.
I feel just
correct.
Tired.
Tired Chris, no Jonah, Katie. Perfect.
Little bit of Nick. Maybe we'll call this episode Little Bit of Nick.
All right. I like that.
What do you think it should be called?
I like that.
But if it's not that, what do you think it should be called?
Oh, I don't think anything came up, really.
Handicap boy?
Matt.
See? That's the show. Kiki's calling.
Okay, go. Get your phone.
Hello?
You like burritos?
What's up?
We got delightful burritos for you.
A podcast.
You're
going to
enjoy
them.
We've flown in meat from all over the world.
I answered
we got some Kobe beef
burritos. Chris and Katie,
because
Jonah's dead.
Jonah's...
Yep. Terrible, right? Kyle is not here. Kyle will not take over. Why are you not home? What happened?
Is this going to be a serious off-air conversation?
Did someone die? No one's dead.
Okay.
Just Jonah. Just Jonah.
Jonah's not dead.
Should I put you on speaker? Here we go. What did you want?
You have 38 seconds.
Go.
Okay, when are you coming home?
After this podcast is over.
Oh, my God. I'm down to 5%. Okay.
What are you doing?
What? We're trying to figure stuff out really dumb. What are we going to have for dinner?
I don't know. Meat?
Well, this is a good episode.
This is the best part.
All right. Listen, Kiki, we got to go wrap this up.
Beef jerky for dinner.
Okay, beef jerky it is.
Okay.
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.
This episode of the Nerdist Podcast is brought to you by Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com, click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in Nerdist for a $110 bonus offer, including a digital scale and $55 of free postage. That's Stamps.com. Enter the promo code Nerdist.
I feel like I was blindsided.
Because it's a competition show.
From the producers of Jury Duty and The Bachelor.
We have scoured the earth for the 14 greatest reality contestants that were available during our production window.
Comes a reality competition show about reality competition shows.
Nobody has dared to find out who is the actual best at just being on a reality show. I'm your host, comedian Daniel Tosh.
It's win or go home.
Each episode, our contestants will face new challenges that will test their strength and lack of life skills for a chance to win $200
million.
$200,000.
Prepare, because it's about to be ugly, crying, lots of fighting.
Tayshia, I have to defend myself.
Celebrating 25 years of reality TV with your favorites.
I have diarrhea. You cannot do this to me.
What in gay hell have I got myself into?
The GOAT. Stream free on Amazon Freevee or Prime Video.